For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 4,500 firefighters continue to battle the car fire in Northern California, which has left six dead, destroyed more than 1,000 homes, and burned 142,000 acres. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Vosenko says many families were evacuated.
We've displaced nearly 40,000 plus people. There's been about 1,300 plus homes that have been destroyed. But on the good part, we've repopulated many areas and got people back into their homes as quickly as possible. And this has been the largest and most destructive fire in Shasta County history, and I believe about the sixth in California.
Governor Jerry Brown says it was a humbling experience to see the destruction up close.
We're pretty smart, we're pretty rich, but relative to nature and its complexities, we're all students and we have to learn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's important to keep economic and political pressure on North Korea to make sure it gives up its nuclear weapons. He's been talking with other diplomats at a meeting in Singapore.
I've also emphasized the importance of maintaining diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea to achieve the final fully verified denuclearization of the DPRK, as agreed to by Chairman Kim.
Pompeo tweeted that he delivered a letter from President Trump in response to a letter from Kim Jong-un that he received last week. Neil Stanaj, White House columnist for The Hill, says there's evidence North Korea is actually enhancing some of its weapon systems.
President Trump was making a lot of his famous summit with Kim Jong-un. He has argued that his new approach has advanced the cause of peace and denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. So any evidence that runs counter to that is a problem for the Trump administration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Authorities in Iowa are continuing their search for a missing college student. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the latest.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
They've had several or more persons of interest. One that they've looked at specifically is a hog farmer. They brought him in, from what we understand, for questioning. They also asked him to take a polygraph. Yesterday, I went out to that farm, spoke with that person, that hog farmer, and asked him would he take the polygraph, and he emphatically said no.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The economy continued to add new jobs at a steady pace last month, while the unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. John Clemens has more.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July as compared to 248,000 for June. Cody Parkinson is with the Labor Department.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 157,000 in July, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%. Employment increased in professional and business services, in manufacturing, and in health care and social assistance.
Prior to this year, the last time the jobless rate was this low was during the year 2000. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.